Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Woo! Welcome to the show, guys. That was a little bit of an annoying way to start it, but I can't fucking help it. I am in high spirits today. I was just listening to 3-6 Mafia. I have a cup of spiked eggnog. I have a crop top on and I'm just like unstoppable right now. Before we dive into Sophia with an F, which is the name of the show, which I forget to say from time to time, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Please. Actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do it a little different this time since I'm going to be sitting on Instagram for the next 24 hours straight. How about you guys repost this episode to your story? Because I am going to be stalking and blowing up your guys' shit. Liking, commenting on all your posts. I'm going to make your ex jealous. I'm going to comment shit like, oh my God, I had a great time last night. It's going to be fun as shit. Real talk.
That sounds like so much fun. Doesn't I will do it? The same.
Okay, Alex is going to do it too.
Repost this episode to your story and we will be all up on your feed.
All up in your shit. God knows what we're going to comment, but you know what? I guess we'll all collectively find out. Okay, so update. What has happened? Hanukkah started. Thanksgiving ended. Ooh, let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
By the way, my producer's here.
Hi, everyone.
There's just like certain things that you're always supposed to say during an episode that sometimes slip my mind. My producer, Alex, is here. She is also my cousin. And this is the first time in like 15 years that we did not spend Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
Wild.
It was very sad.
It was really fucking sad.
It was sad because we weren't able to flex our hot outfits for our entire family or go in the basement and talk shit on everyone.
Oh my God. That's the best part of like the fucking holidays.
I know.
Everyone with a cousin. You guys know what the fuck we're talking about. Well, you know what? The family tried to deprive us for Thanksgiving. Christmas Eve, on the other hand, ooh. I'm going to wear fucking nipple tassels. I'm going to be like carrying a bottle of Tito's, offering shots.
Yes.
Our family is a Mormon/LDS, by the way. Mm-hmm. So that makes it just 100 times funnier. My Thanksgiving, I missed you, Alex, but it was kind of really fun.
Really?
It was lit. It was like, what?
I said lit.
It was lit. I had the best time because A, I didn't cook one fucking thing. I didn't lift a finger. All I did was open the bottles of champagne and like pour them. I was like the designated hype man of the house. That's what I gave myself that position, but are you the hype man of your house?
Absolutely. So you were going around like shots.
I mean, not to that degree, because I think some people would have not liked that, like my mom in front of like my 18-year-old brother. But it was just, I was playing music, I was cracking jokes, I was running up and down the stairs, I was just setting a vibe.
I love it.
There's just always that one person that is just keeping up the energy and vibe in the room. I made every single person in my family make a music video and film it. I was blasting just the best rap ever. Hi, could I sound white? I don't know. Maybe I just sounded white there. I'm not sure. But it was fun as shit. And then when I kind of was sobering up a little bit, we watched Kill Bill. It was my brother's first time. And my mom was fucking pissed. And the entire time she was like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, this is so violent. How can you like this shit? And I said, Mom, when you're the hype man and when you know how to have fun and when you're allowed to talk, I will speak to you.
And then you can pick the movie next Thanksgiving.
Ooh, if my mom had to pick the movie, I really don't want to know like what we would have been watching. But there was a lot of movie action this past weekend. What else happened this weekend?
We went to my sister's birthday dinner.
We did. Also, I felt like I was kind of the hype man.
I don't know. I was high off my ass. I couldn't even get up to make myself a plate. But I do believe you. I sure was laughing, so.
Alex's eyes were almost shut. Almost shut. And it didn't take that much to make you laugh. I would say one thing, and you were, like, dying laughing. That's how I knew you were high.
Very high.
But I'm just saying, I walked in, and, like, the tempo kind of, you know, increased. And I just, I've always been a party girl, and it's never left me, and it's an attribute that is both a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exhausting. It's exhausting everywhere you go, just like being that person, you know? It's really fucking hard. And what happened during that birthday? I was sober.
Yep.
Thank you. Gold star, silver medal, gold medal. I was sober and I was still being like the funnest thing ever. So if anyone's wondering, it is possible to be sober and be fun and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to your sister's boyfriend. Shout out Kurt. We were talking about going across the street to a strip club. What is it called?
Showgirls.
What's the kitty one?
Exotic Kitty.
Okay. Exotic Kitty. I heard Showgirls is better.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rule in Utah? If there's alcohol, then the strippers have to cover their nipple, their boobs, and vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's no alcohol, they can be fully naked. Whatever. There's some fucking weird rule. That's not the point. Showgirls, there's no alcohol allowed, but full nudity. And then I, at the table, I was like, I want to do a poll. And I asked everyone at the table, if you had to go to a strip club, and you could only pick one of these features on a woman, which one would you want to see?
Mm-hmm.
Nipples, vagina, or butthole?
Mm-hmm.
These men said butthole. Do we believe them? I kind of do.
I do.
Well, anyways, everyone invite me to your next family gathering. So I have like really interesting polls. Anyways, this dude tells me at the strip club, this lady bent over and he felt really, really bad because he busted out laughing. And he said, what is that? Because her butthole looked like a cleft lip.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, so she had a hemorrhoid.
Or like an anal fissure.
We all get those.
We all do. God knows I do, but I don't know why I'd be bending over.
I'm scared.
She was making money though. Do you like strip clubs?
I actually love them.
I kind of do too. Have you been to Trails?
No.
I don't know why we're giving every strip club in Utah a shout out for some reason. Every Friday after work, my ex, who was very toxic and very evil, would have me meet him at this strip club called Trails. And every Friday, there's a $5 steak.
Oh, my God.
And we would each get those. And there's something interesting about watching a stripper and eating steak. And I don't know how to explain it. It felt a little wrong. I think because it's fine if I'm sitting there with a drink and they're getting all my attention,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, maybe I'm just talking to my friends. It was like I was sitting down with a microwave meal watching a movie and it felt wrong. Like, show them some respect.
That's fucking $5 steak. I want to know how the steak was.
Dude, it's bomb. It was so good. Really? I'm sure it was expired, found behind like some restaurant's dumpster. But that's what we used to do. And I don't know. Yeah. I like a strip club.
I have a friend that works at Trails, actually. And she would say that like men would come during their lunch break in like their business suits and come to fucking eat there.
Yes.
So the food must be fucking good. Or the strippers must be real fucking hot. Either way.
Right.
$5 steak.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the food or the strippers? I don't know. I don't like eating while watching them. I did have one bad experience though at that particular strip club. Because I'm such a hype man, is there a different word for it? Because I really want to stop referring to myself as that, but for now, we're just going to let it slide. I remember I was standing dancing, and the stripper pointed to me, grabbed the security guard, pointed at me, and the security guard said, "Hey, you either have to stop dancing or you need to leave."
What?
As if I was like taking business away from her. I'm like, girlfriend, I'm wearing a sweater and jeans and you're on a stage with a pole. No one is looking at me. They're looking at you.
Did anyone give you money though?
No. So I don't know why she was mad.
Damn.
And I personally handed her some money before she called me out. So
don't dance at strip clubs.
Don't do it. Just sit. Let them dance. It's not your time to shine. It's theirs. Oh, my God. Before we move on. Oh, my God. You guys, I received the creepiest text ever this morning. Like what I woke up to. I got this text from a random number. I'm going to pull it up right now. And they're probably going to hear this. And they're probably going to cut my skin off. Okay. So this random number. Sophia, I live in Heber and work in... I am a union lineman building a line here locally. Would do anything to get a selfie with you or have a cocktail. I know a little crazy, but a bitch just has to go straight to the source to get things done.
What the fuck?
How did this person get my number? I know I give my number out to a lot of people, not in Utah. I don't give my number out to anyone who would be working/living in the exact same fucking small town that I'm in.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's insane. It must be someone that we know.
Dude, he fucking started it by saying, I'm a union lineman building a line here locally. If I knew someone, they're not going to be giving me that type of intro, which union lineman building a line here.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, putting down pipes for something.
Oh, so he's trying to lay pipe.
Ooh, shot it. Damn. Well, yeah, obviously. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out.
That's fucking terrifying.
Should I respond just like as a social experiment? Just say, who are you? Show your face.
Should we prank call them on my phone?
On air. Wait, should we?
I don't know. I'm scared.
No, I think we should.
I want to star 6-7.
Okay, grab your phone. Lucas, okay, my brother just literally walked by this room. Hi, Lucas, come in here.
Hey.
Okay. Guys, this is my 18-year-old brother, Lucas. Okay, we're about to prank call this person, the person that texted me this morning.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to do it. Let's star 6-7 them. They're not even going to answer, but like, let's just see. Okay, call it. Let's go.
Are they going to answer?
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
No,
please try your call again later.
It's not set
Goodbye.
Up yet.
Oh, wait, what? Me getting ready for the voicemail? But okay, well, Lucas, thank you for joining us for that split second. I think we should have you on the pod next week, Lucas.
I think so. I think it's about time.
My brother's out of control.
Why?
In the best way. Oh. Do you think I'm in control?
No, I wouldn't say so.
You're kind of a natural.
At what?
I don't know, like holding the mic, like talking into it. Damn. Okay, guys. Thanks, Lucas. Maybe we'll see you next week.
Maybe.
Moving on. Give Alex back the mic. See ya. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm talking about this person like it's a dude. Do you think this is a man or a woman? Because if it's a girl, then anything I said about this being creepy, I 100% take back and like, let's go, you know, take shots somewhere. If it's a dude, I don't know. I mean, it just the way that women have to live their lives, like, we're scared of y'all.
We're contacting the authorities immediately.
It's creepier if it's a dude. Okay, so let's move on. I want to address this. Rest in peace to Virgil Abloh, who passed away after privately battling cancer. Mm-hmm. So fucking sad. He was the creator of Off-White.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows what Off-White is.
Yep.
And then he was the first Black creative director of Louis Vuitton, which is fucking huge. And he like completely revamped their entire brand. He was an icon. He was an inspiration to everybody. Was I like his biggest fan, number one supporter? No, I wasn't like that familiar with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember reading a quote from him that I think that everyone needs to hear, especially people that are feeling stuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he said. If I hadn't sat on Illustrator and gone to the screen printers to make it a reality, then it wouldn't have happened. Everything else is a domino effect. It might be obvious, but for anyone reading this, finish it and then make shit happen. Give it to your friends and then boom, you've entered the domino effect phase.
Wow.
This just resonated with me so fucking much because it's like any idea you have, just do it. Because you can think of a million ideas as to why it won't work or how embarrassing it will be, etc. You just have to fucking do it. And trust me, I've had to tell myself that a million times, but RIP Virgil. Okay. And with that, let's get into the fucking episode. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Let's be sexual for a second, okay?
Okay.
Because I came across this TikTok. I sound like my mom and like everyone 18 years old and below. Me. But I need to talk about it and I will post it so you guys can see it. But it was of this dude. Probably helped that he was like fine as fuck. But he was giving dirty talk tips. Okay, Alex, you know when you're fucking a dude and the guy is like, you like that, baby? You like that?
Yes.
Okay, so this TikTok guy says that instead of asking her that, you should just tell her, I know. Okay? So imagine he's fucking you and instead of being like, do you like it? Do you like it? He's saying, I know. I know.
Ooh, okay.
My first reaction to this was, okay, fucking cocky as fuck, Mr. Know-it-all. Like, you're gonna whisper in my ear that you know I'm having a good time. But I was also getting horny, so I obviously liked what he said.
Oh my God.
But this is something that is really super important when you're close to climaxing. And it made me realize how fucking much I hate being asked things during sex. Instant vagina repellent. Whose pussy is that?
Oh my God.
Bro, do you really want me to answer that?
It's not yours.
No, I don't think you want to know. My brain does not want to sit there and formulate an answer while trying to have an orgasm.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
For sure.
Thanks though. I mean, thanks for asking, but like no thanks. But it made me think about what he said, which is how sexy it is to be talked through in orgasm. Picture this. He's fucking you and he's fucking you well and you're both enjoying it and he can, emphasis on can, read your body language and he starts whispering in your ear, I know. And he just keeps talking you through it and encouraging you, saying things like, good girl, keep going, you're almost there. I sound like a fucking soccer coach, but you guys know what I mean. Oh, yes. In the actual TikTok, the dude mentions, he says, you should reassure the woman. I'm talking heteronormatively. He says, you should reassure her and say, I know, baby, it's good for me too.
Yes.
Because then you don't have to worry about what your fucking response is. Also, that's just fucking hot. I know, baby, it's good for me too. Like the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But
confidence.
Confidence. But let me just say, you better know what you're doing, because if you say, I know, and you're like not even touching your clit.
He's like on your left fucking lip.
Yes.
Rubbing around. He's like, you like that?
He's like, I know, baby, I know. And he's like touching your left labia. That is an automatic, we're embarrassed for you and we're not going to come. But when I heard him say, I know, baby, it's good for me too, that's what put me over the edge watching this TikTok. Is it weird that I'm masturbating to TikToks?
No, are you kidding?
It's not?
Well, I mean, is it? I mean, I do it all the fucking time. Spoiler alert, if I follow you on TikTok, you should probably block me now while you're ahead. Is it weird?
I mean, no. I mean, I can't come in 30 seconds or however long they are, but I will fucking repeat on repeat on repeat mm-hmm. and just listen to it over and over. Damn. That's... people, you guys write in if you ever masturbated to a TikTok, please. I feel like this is inappropriate.
100%.
I make sure they're of age. But back to this dude, my new boyfriend. I love that he says the I know thing, the I know, baby, it's good for me too. And I really just need, as a public service announcement, I really need men to start vocalizing how good it feels for them and stop making me be the mascot in bed.
Yes.
Or the hype man. I know I'm good at it, but I can't, like, I'm over being that person during the sex session.
I agree 100%.
Don't you feel like it's always the girl, and the pressure is like for the girl to just be like, oh my God, like so good. The best ever. Like, please don't stop.
Yes.
I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I want to hear you. I want you to fucking recite a monologue, Gettysburg address, while I just sit there getting fucked by you. And I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I agree. I love it when guys are vocal. I love it.
Me too. And they don't do it enough. They don't do it enough.
Mm-mm.
What, every 2 minutes we get a fuck?
It's like, you're so tight.
Okay. Say it 5 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Get creative. Come up with something new. Why does it have to be us all the time? Because if we were dead silent, then it would just be like a silent sex session.
I mean, I guess we could be
a black and white film and no one would speak at all. But let's go back to what the fuck we were talking about. I love to go on a tangent. If you do find a man and he is a type that's going to say things like, I know, it feels good for me too, baby. This helps a lot for people who are shy in bed, which I think we all can be to a certain extent.
Yeah.
If you're shy and you're dealing with a dude and he's talking you through it, making you feel comfortable and safe, it's not only going to take away that shy factor, it's going to lead you to an orgasm if he knows what he's doing, at least.
Yeah.
And this is what the downside is. If you're fuck buddy or boyfriend or UPS man, whoever does this and does this well, run for the fucking hills. Run. Kidding, but like actually not. Because you will be dickmatized. You will be, it's like dick sand. Dick sand.
What?
Quicksand, and you can't get out. His dick is too good. It's really fun sometimes, but you guys know what I mean. Be careful, because once you're in that and a guy is that good in bed, it's just hard to get out of. And then you start caring, and then you're in Target and you're like smelling candles for his room and you think to yourself, oh my God, he would probably like this too. Or you catch yourself looking up the fucking score for his favorite football team.
No.
When you really don't even know the difference between the sports at all. basketball, baseball, home run, touchdown, one for all for one. Like, it's just trouble. I could never date the best fuck ever guy.
No.
You never do that.
Mm-mm.
And the next time he asks, do you like that? Don't answer.
Or flip the question on him.
Yes. I don't know.
As a social experiment.
Yeah, say, I don't know. Do you?
Ooh.
Actually, don't even put the I don't know. Just straight up, do you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Damn, everyone's dirty talk is about to be really creative. Let's see. Okay, so I want to get into Sleut University. So put your dicks and your clits and your tits away. Get your pencils out. Let me start this off by saying this is not a fucking ad, what I'm about to talk about. If I drop some name brands or anything of that nature, I'm not getting paid for this shit, okay? Not a lot of people want to be affiliated with me. That's just how it fucking goes. Sleut University, great gifts to give for the holidays. So put your dicks and your clits and your tits away. Get your pencils out for Sleut University. This is not going to be like your typical basic influencer gift guide. Okay? Alex, just go ahead and say, I agree.
I agree.
I know. I believe.
Believe, receive.
Exactly.
This is what I'm going to be doing this Christmas season. Ooh, receiving.
Receiving. This is not going to be the shit you see like influencers do on Instagram, because we need to establish a couple things before I can even begin to tell you what the perfect gift is. Getting presents for like your family, your mom, your brother, your sister, that shit's easy. It's what to get someone you're seeing romantically that's tricky. Like your boyfriend / girlfriend.
Or partner.
Yes. Did I say anything about what to get your fuck buddy or your sneaky link?
No.
No. No, I did not. They're not getting presents this year at all.
No.
Your pussy with no strings attached is their present. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I honestly think that you shouldn't even get the guy you're dating a present.
Dating? What do you mean?
Well, that's a really good... Okay, actually, thank you for asking that, Alex. Dating. What the fuck does dating mean? Because when I hear dating, it can mean completely opposite things. If I'm talking to a dude and he tells me, yeah, I'm dating her, I'm like, okay, they're official, they're together, mm-hmm. they're dating. Then I'll hear people, okay, let's say like a girl, and she'll say, yeah, I'm, you know, just dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay, so you have 5 boyfriends right now.
Yes.
So what the fuck is dating?
Okay, I guess I get what you're saying. Like, I am definitely dating someone right now, mm-hmm. but I do not have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Like, absolutely not. No boyfriend.
Okay, but what I mean when I say don't get someone you're dating a present is no presents to be given till it's official unless it's discussed beforehand. That's a rule I have. Because, I mean, if you know that he's going to get you a present, you know, because he asked you, what do you want for Christmas, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Then I think it's fine if you want to get him a little something. But at the same time, why? Like, why stress about getting him a present? It's unnecessary. You just want to be nice. Like, if you really feel that bad when he hands you your present and you're, like, empty-handed, all you have to say is, like, oh, my God, I didn't think you were actually going to get me something. Oh, my God, now I feel bad.
Yes.
That's it. It's, like, it's also, like, a power play. Let him know you're not taking the relationship that seriously yet when you don't have a present for him, which makes sense because you guys are not officially together.
Yes.
So let him know what the fuck is up. Okay, another one. If you are in a tumultuous relationship, you're in an on again, off again. It's toxic. Last week you were broken up. Now you're back together. My biggest piece of advice here is do not spend money on some amazing gift because you think like, oh my God, this time it's for real. And like my gift and his gift is going to like show our love, blah, blah, blah. Do not go all out on like an elaborate gift in one of these like toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Literally what you can do is just get him a card and a coupon saying you will like go down on him for an hour. Do not spend any money on this dude.
100%. Mm-hmm. I will say from being someone that has been in a toxic on again, off again relationship, I won't blame any of you guys if you jump into that relationship and wait until after Christmas to break up because you want a little gift.
Okay.
Wait through the holidays. Get your little present and then you can break up, okay?
I fucking love that. Yeah, you guys are in an on again, off again. Make sure you're on mm-hmm. for the holidays. Cash in. Grab your present. Give him a card. Maybe a blowjob, and then be off again right after. I think that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, be off until Valentine's Day comes around, and then you guys be right back on.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
So that's like huge advice I have. But let's talk about if you guys are official. And now I feel comfortable with the sleuths giving their significant other a present because they're official. The words have been said.
Like, you're my girlfriend.
Yes. You're my boyfriend. Yes. Okay. Let's start with the budget. How much are we spending on this guy? Okay. First off, he needs to be spending more. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I said it. But on behalf of those of you who think I'm like old school and just old.
Me.
Yes. You, if you really want to, you can spend the same amount. But you should not be spending more than him. Even if you make more money than him, I don't think this is a time for you to like go overboard. It's just not. You might make him feel emasculated if you do that, ladies. We don't want to do that to these poor little men.
We don't?
Mm-mm. They're very fragile and so are their balls, okay? I'm true. Fucking with you. Obviously, like, we don't really care, but... yeah, I mean, some bitch boys will feel emasculated if you do that. But regardless of how they fucking feel, I just don't think that you need to be spending more than they are or even the same amount. I don't care if you're a cougar and they're 20 years old. I mean, unless they're like, you know, sexually like really taking care of you, then like whatever. But you guys get what I'm saying. You can also like usually get a sense of how much they're going to spend on you. They ask what you want for Christmas. You know how much their net worth is. You can like, you know, get some idea.
Yeah, like if he's taking you to McDonald's on a date or if he's taking you to Ruth's Chris, you know, you have some...
Ruth's Chris? I feel like there's some broke ass fucking boys that will still take you to Ruth's Chris.
Well, I'm a vegan, so I don't really know anything about it, but I know it's better than McDonald's at least.
If he took you to like Capri, if you traveled abroad with him and like he, you know, he took you on a yacht or something, then you know.
Okay, well, us normal people.
No. I'm not trying to say anything, Alex. I know what you're trying to infer. I'm just saying the difference between McDonald's and Ruth Chris is not that big in the grand scheme of things.
Okay, tell that to the
judge.
The value menu. The fucking dollar menu, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't think Ruth Chris has one of those, all right? Fucking
okay, fine.
Rich bitch okay. Over there.
I'm just humble
have
and
fun at Kowalee's or whatever the fuck you just said.
Kowalee's? Capri?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's actually not a restaurant. That's a place. And you're trying to make me sound like I'm a little bit like gauche and a little bit rich and a little bit gaudy and a little bit...
No, I'm referring to your boyfriend.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I was trying to like stick up for myself and I'm like, wait a second. I have not spent a penny on anything expensive. It's going straight into savings, straight into stocks, straight into Bitcoin.
Oh, God.
I have just newly became that person. But anyways, you guys, back to the fucking presents. I think this is like the biggest thing. Know your man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus H. Christ. Like, is he a gamer? Is he a golfer? Is he an intellectual? Is he a sports fan? Like, who is the guy you're dating? Because that is what's going to help guide you here.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sports fan tickets to see his favorite team. You get the intellectual book.
Mm-hmm.
What is he like, you know, nerding over at this very moment?
Mm-hmm.
Grab a gift from that, you know?
Smart.
That's what you need to do. And if you don't know anything about the guy you're dating, that's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, you're probably not dating this guy.
That is not a good sign at all, but I'm going to help you anyways. Okay, so you're dating a dude. You don't know what he likes. You're just completely blindsided and you need to like pull something out of thin air. Let's go down the list. First thing, gift card to OnlyFans. An e-gift card to OnlyFans.
What? Those do not exist. Those do not exist.
Can you imagine?
I mean, that's not a bad idea, though. Honestly,
damn.
Like, I'll give my man $50 and like, go get, you know, a couple of your favorite influencers' subscriptions.
Right. Go get a nut.
I would do that.
Okay. I love that. You could do that. I'm not against it. But more realistic things that you could get him. Easiest one. Concert tickets.
Yes.
Easiest.
That's so fun.
Grab his Spotify playlist. You know what fucking song or what band he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Third thing, something in tech. AirPods. Does he have some? Okay, great. He has some. Next, Apple Watch. He has that? Okay, great. Aura Ring. Great. He has that.
An iPad.
iPad.
Any Apple product.
Any Apple product, any tech, Bitcoin. How about that? That would actually be kind of a cool gift. I know I talk shit about it all the time, but it would be like a creative, interesting gift. To be like, hey, babe, you have like, you know, $2,000 worth of Ethereum.
Yeah, that went right over my head. But if you girls know what you're doing, you got it.
I think that would be kind of fun. Honestly, a staycation. Because normally I would say a vacation, but I think that's a little too much. That can get mm-hmm. very expensive. That can get very tricky. Like, you don't know when he's available. You also don't want to, like, give your present away by asking him, when can you leave the fucking country?
Yeah.
A staycation is the perfect, cute, amazing gift.
So, like, what's a staycation versus a vacation then?
Okay, to me, a staycation is it's within a few hours of where you live.
Okay.
Driving.
I like that.
A vacation is it's a few hours via flight.
There's
a flight involved.
Mm-hmm.
So a staycation, like, you can just drive somewhere. So, like, for Alex and I, we're in Salt Lake City. We would do a staycation up in Park City.
Yes.
Bougie, ski, mm-hmm. resort town.
Yes.
That's where they had Sundance.
Mm-hmm. Every year, yeah.
Yes. And I would take my dude and I would stay at the St. Regis. I've stayed at every single hotel up there. St. Regis, 100 times better.
St. Regis also has a tram. It's very fun.
Excuse me, it's called a funicular.
Sorry. Funicular.
And the only reason I know that is because I think it's so fun that it has fun in the word. Funicular.
No.
It's really incredible up there. Do a little staycation for a weekend.
Go camping.
Camping.
Do people like that? I like that.
I'm down with camping.
Feel out your man, like Sophia said.
Yeah. Feel out your man and feel out what you're willing to do. I'm actually down to go camping. There just has to be like a lot of alcohol. That's it. Clothes.
Mm.
Okay. Clothes is a little bit tricky, but it's a great opportunity if you're dating a dude who can't dress worth shit. This is when you can like fucking switch up his wardrobe. And I know this from personal experience because this is going to sound very basic, but this was a few years ago. I was dating this dude and he dressed well, but like his shit was not fitted correctly. Okay. So what I did is I went ahead and got him a pair of All Saints. They're not sponsoring me. I know it's basic. I don't care. I got him a pair of All Saints jeans and they fit him like a king to the point that he went and bought a second pair just really? To have in rotation. Yes. So like that is a great thing. You can get a zip up cashmere sweater from anywhere. Go to Neiman Marcus. That's like easy. And I say zip up because I think sometimes a pullover cashmere sweater can be like a little too fancy for like certain types, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to generalize and talk to like.
Yeah, this feels kind of specific to your man. I don't know how many guys. I mean, at least the guys I'm talking to, I think if I got him a cashmere zip up hoodie, they'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
They have not one nice event to go to. Like, they're going to show up to, like, their fucking Christmas Eve dinner in a hoodie.
Probably.
Okay,
that says a little bit more about me than it does about you, though. So
no,
let's
but
just
that's fine. So
going.
Then, like, okay, so what kind of, like, clothes would you get your dudes?
I'd probably get them, like, some shoes.
Okay.
Some, like, Dunks, you know?
Okay. Or, Jordans.
Like, anything off StockX or Grailed.
Well, actually, shoes is an amazing one. A workout shoe. Slides.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
Nike. I mean, you just said that. Yeezys. What kind of like workout shoe? The Hoka one?
Yes. Get him some Hokas.
Get him some Hokas. That's what you got to do. But be careful. Hold on. This is the thing. You have to be careful because sometimes what can happen is like these little bitch boys will get offended and feel like you're trying to tell him, hey, you have no taste and you need help.
You
they'll get that vibe. Like they'll know exactly what the fuck you're up to. So be careful about the way you go about it. Don't be like, oh my God, we can throw all your shit out and replace it with this present I got you.
You gotta ease it. One Christmas at a time.
Exactly.
One article of clothing at a time.
And every time you replace one article of clothing, you can remove two from his closet behind his back. Jewelry.
That's a good one.
That's an underrated gift.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And they'll think of you every single time they wear it. They will.
Genius.
Good quality chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's a go-to.
Mm-hmm.
A bracelet chain.
Yeah.
Rings, depending on the dude you're dealing with.
Rings. Rings are becoming more and more popular with men, I've noticed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just my
No, generation. Actually, I've noticed that too.
But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of rings on guys. And honestly, I think it's really fucking hot when guys wear rings, so.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I love it.
It's because you're old fashioned.
Oh my God. I'm just old. That's it. But you know what? This is the present that exceeds all age limits and all perceptions of time. Weed.
Weed?
Seriously. Seriously. If this dude smokes a lot of weed, this is the easiest fucking thing and he will appreciate the fuck out of it. And the money he would normally spend on a half a pound of weed, he can now spend on you.
Okay.
So everyone fucking wins.
I like it. I would absolutely love that if I got that for Christmas.
You would like that as a present?
Well.
Well.
As one of them.
What? Okay, great. because you need like a bundle. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just like make sure to ask him what strand of fucking weed he likes. What is it? Sativa and Sequoia. Just kidding. That's a tree.
No.
Sativa and what?
There's sativa, indica, and hybrids.
Okay. So you ask him that question, get him fucking weed if all else fails. If it's that hard for you to come up with a gift, give him the gift of being high.
Oof. I love it.
Okay. All right. Move over, Santa Claus. Oh, and lastly, because I did check in with every fucking dude that I know. So this is, you know, researched and can be recommended with all your faith, sleuths. This is like real shit. I asked around and out of the five dudes, I would say about three of them said the PS5.
Ooh.
I don't recommend this because it's expensive, but if you really felt like simping and really embarrassing yourself, a PS5, he will kiss the ground you walk on for an hour before he plugs this in. And then he won't talk to you for the next 10 fucking business days. It's a great gift, though.
That's a great gift.
He will fucking, goddamn.
He would fucking love that.
Backflips. If you're broke and you can't afford the PS5, and if you're broke and you really can't afford shit, I've been there. I understand. This is where you either got to get cute or you got to get slutty. And what I mean by that is like, you could go the cute route and, you know, just like maybe a pic of you guys with like a cute note you wrote on the back of the picture. Just think of like anything, like any inside joke you guys have and like pull something from that and like get a gag gift. Or you go the slutty route. You get mistletoe, you get a Mrs. Claus outfit or red lingerie, you hang it up and you're like, hi, baby, I'm your present.
That's kind of cute. I like that.
That is cute, right?
That is cute.
And dudes are so fucking horny that like he won't care what, he will not give a shit how much you spent at all.
I love that idea. I think that's what I'm going to give my man for Christmas this year.
That's good. Probably me too. Because I just like don't have like the gumption to like pick out a present.
I'm just gonna put a bow on my head and sit under the Christmas tree naked. Merry Chrysler. Happy holidays.
Merry Krumpus. That's fucking perfect. Yeah, so either go slutty or cute. Get something really fucking stupid that shows you care because it's funny, like a little inside joke. And ask their friends. If all else fails and you can't come up with a gift by yourself, text one of their friends and be like, what the fuck would Jeremy want? Boom. Done.
Yeah.
There are certain presents before we wrap this whole fucking SLU University up that I think should never, ever, ever under no circumstances be given. Like there is such a thing as a creepy present.
Okay.
Okay. One, the scrapbook.
Ooh.
If you're doing a scrapbook of everything you guys have ever done together, you can do this like year maybe three or something.
Yes.
Like year one, that's a little wild to me.
Yeah.
Especially these bitches trying to sneak in like pics she took of him while he was sleeping.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, whoa, I don't remember taking that picture.
Yeah. Or you, like the Snapchat you took one time, you're going to print it out and glue it to a fucking scrapbook.
Blow it up as big as it will go and like
so
make
the
it the frame.
The quality is shit because you fucking took that picture and it resonated with you and he forgot about it 30 seconds after you took it.
You tried so fucking hard. You put like five different filters on it. You have a black and white version of the Snapchat photo.
No.
Like there's certain things you don't put in the scrapbook and you don't do the scrapbook unless like, you know, you guys are down the road.
When you're three Christmases in,
yeah.
I think you can whip out the scrapbook.
Yes. Oh my God. Another creepy one, vacation or like a concert that's booked 3 years out.
Ooh.
Like, oh my God, babe, we're going to Bermuda in 2025.
Holy shit.
That there is something like I could be dating a dude and be fully convinced that he's going to be my husband. And if he got me a vacation that was 3 years out, I would start like questioning the relationship. I'd be like, ooh, that's a lot of commitment for someone who like decides the day of if I'm going to like, you know, get on a flight.
Yeah.
No. So those things you never do. What's like another creepy fucking present? Oh my God. Anything that you've saved over the years from him. No. Like, okay, obviously like Kleenex or that's like, oh, no one's fucking doing that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure some people, but like that's like over the top. But if he was like, hey, like, do you want this fucking, I don't know, this sticker, this fucking, like if he just threw basically garbage at you and then you bring it back a year later with a bow and you're like, remember this intimate moment we had when you gifted me this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, or like you guys went to a movie. Okay, you guys went to the movies and you secretly kept the fucking movie tickets.
No.
And then you re-gift them or like put them in a card. Like, oh my God, remember when we went and saw fucking King Kong 1 year ago, 2 years ago? I've kept these ever since.
Like, babe, when we went and saw Fast and Furious in the theaters, like it really just like... was a really special moment in the relationship. Like, I can't wait to like
no.
go to the movies again.
No. Please don't collect items.
I mean, collect them, but keep them in a shoebox under your bed like the rest of us. Jesus Christ.
For like voodoo later if you guys break up or some shit. Do not bring up anything like that. The fucking popcorn bucket that was at the theater. Nope. I don't care what it is.
The confetti from the concert you went to.
Oh my God. No. No.
The dried up rose petals from the flowers he got you one time and never got you flowers again from yes. 6 months ago. No.
Yes. It's so fucking good. So those are creepy presents that are never allowed. Ever. Unless you're trying to like break up, then absolutely go for it and you will be single as fuck. But that's what I have for gifts. I think that was really fucking solid advice. And as far as gifts for your friends go or for the men listening, head on over to sophiafranklin.com and check out my merch. I promise you will not be disappointed. In fact, I don't think there's a better present if you know your friend slash girlfriend, whoever, listens to the show. Mugs, Sloot University crew neck, a Mary Slootmas baby blue gorgeous sweater. I mean, just do it, okay? You will not be disappointed. And with that, guys, I had to throw my plug in there. And with that, let's get into SOS, Save Our Sloots, answering your questions and listening to your stories. Here we fucking go.
Woo!
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Woo! Okay, first question. Hi, Slu, Illy, and the pod. Question for you. How do you react if a girl flirts with your boyfriend in front of you? Do you play it cool and not act insecure, or do you go off? But wouldn't that seem like you're insecure? Really want your opinion on this and what you would do in this situation. By the way, the flirting could be anywhere from just laughing at his jokes a little too hard to straight up asking him for his number. I love you. Thank you. Okay. So I usually handle these situations in two different ways. The most common way is if a girl is blatantly flirting with my guy in front of me, I just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I always play it cool. I will give them like a little side eye here just to see what's up. Just to see like, okay, like she was, you know, a foot away. Is she inching closer? Is the flirting, like heavy petting getting more intense? You know, I just kind of watch from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch to make sure he's not reciprocating. But if I feel like the flirting is actually inappropriate and disrespectful, which is every fucking time,
mm-hmm.
like no matter what, then I go balls to the wall. And what I mean by that, not towards my boyfriend, not towards the girl, just towards the world. Like I will turn into, within 30 seconds, the biggest whore you have ever seen. I will run for the nearest man. I don't care what the fuck he looks like, the nearest drink, the nearest fun thing to do. And I will just spiral and like go do my own thing.
Yeah.
I might even leave him at the fucking bar.
Yeah.
What do you do, Alex?
I mean, if I was standing right next to him, because that's happened to me before. Like, if I was standing right next to him and this girl approached us and was trying to flirt with him, well, first off, I would probably scare her off. She fucking knows better than to fucking walk up to me and my boyfriend.
So what would you do? Like evil glance?
Yeah.
You do give off that vibe. My vibe would be like, oh my God, threesome? Let's go.
Literally. But if I saw my boyfriend from across the bar and some girl was like flirting with him, I would, like you said, I would like let it rock, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I would like walk around the bar, you know, let a different guy buy me a drink.
Yes.
Walk around in the meantime.
Yes.
I would either do that or I would honestly just walk up and shove my tongue down his throat.
Okay. See, like, yeah.
It's either like, I don't give a fuck. Like, do you? Or I'm coming
and claiming my territory.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I would do too. Because yes, I just said I like go off and do my own thing. There are certain instances every once in a while, I'll just like, I will wrap my arms around him, give him a kiss and introduce myself to the girl and mm-hmm. be like, oh my God, hi. And I'll be so overly nice though.
Mm.
Almost too nice that she's scared. No one's ever been scared of me. That was me trying to act tough. But
I think I would just pretend that she's like transparent and that she wasn't even there. Maybe shove her a little. I don't know.
Yeah. I would just stun her with my beauty and grace and kindness. I would mm-hmm. kill him with kindness.
Wow. I need to learn that.
And she would back down.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I just want to add this. After I go off and do my own thing, the second my boyfriend finds me or gets a hold of me or whatever, I like obliterate, assassinate him. Absolutely. And I interrogate him to no end for 7 hours. That's kind of, I guess I'm passive aggressive. I go off, I act wild. When he can like finally reach me, I just sit there and I just make him beg and pray. Yeah. And tell me every single thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this girl asked if you go off on your boyfriend, if that makes you look insecure.
Yeah.
I could give two fucking shits if my boyfriend thinks I'm insecure.
1,000%.
He can think I am psychotic, mentally unstable, insecure, lunatic, Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. That is fine by me.
Yeah.
I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah. Like you said, she said, like, does that make you feel insecure or whatever? You're allowed to feel how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, your feelings are valid.
Yeah.
But I would shift your focus on you being worried if you look insecure on how your boyfriend reacts to these girls. Because if he's entertaining these girls, that just proves that he's the one that's insecure.
That is the fucking adult high level advice that we fucking needed.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. You know, he shouldn't be entertaining that to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, girl. Next question. Hi, Sophia. I'm going to Utah in a couple months and need a Coke plug. Please help. This is not a joke.
No.
LOL.
Fucking way.
DM me. Moving on.
The only Coke we do is diet.
Yes.
Okay.
I've changed my ways. We're not into that. Also, from what I've heard, Utah Coke, girly, you are in for one hell of a absolute fentanyl baking soda
baby powder
laxative cocaine
situation.
Yeah, wherever you're coming to Utah from, bring the Coke with you.
And if you're going to do drugs, no matter what, at least get it tested.
Okay, thank you, because this fentanyl thing has gotten out of fucking control. Yes. And I'm scared to fucking take anything.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, 100%. So, we all got to stay safe.
We do.
Test your drugs.
Yes. Okay, next. Alex, will you do me the honors?
I would love to.
Thank you.
Hey, Sophia and Alex. Love the pod. I am a 25-year-old married woman, and my husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for 1 year now, and my doctor wanted my husband to have a semen analysis done to check on his swimmers. Mm. So there are two options when it comes to doing a semen analysis. One, masturbation into a cup, or two, something called coitus interruptus. And yes, it does sound like a spell from Harry Potter, and it does mean exactly what you think it does. You fuck normally, and then right when he's about to ejaculate, he grabs the cup and comes into it. I love it.
Coitus interruptus.
That's a spell. For sure.
1,000 fucking percent.
Expecto Patronum.
Absolutely. Goddamn. Besides that being the coolest fucking two words I've ever seen put together, does this mean that they're like fucking in a doctor's office somewhere?
See, that's what I'm wondering.
Because I've seen when men go to the doctor to have their semen tested, they like go into a back room and there's like porno magazines and they like jack off, you know?
Oh, really? I've never heard of that. I thought the doctor was literally like had to like kind of rub one out for him. Like, that's not the case. I'm dead ass.
No,
I'm
dead ass. Alex, you're not being serious.
No, I'm dead serious.
Does the doctor have to jack off his patient?
Yes.
No.
Okay, whew, that's a sigh of fucking relief. I'm not kidding. I really didn't know.
But dude, okay, I would let my doctor.
Same, because she's a woman. You feel me?
I know. Mine is too. Alex and I were fucking texting when Alex was getting her STD testing. And she was like, wait, this kind of feels good. And I was like, wait, the gynecologist, like, I'm not mad at it.
Wish it lasted a little bit longer.
We're fucking
disgusting.
We're sick. But they're the ones doing it, not us. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are sickos.
I didn't choose that career. I just chose to get an STD.
BV. Just BV. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's like a back room. They are alone. They masturbate. Like, they have their privacy. So, if they're doing this fucking coitus interruptus, Is there like a room with a bed in the back that they fuck on?
I would love to know.
I need to know. Can they be loud?
Yeah, like what kind of sex are we talking?
Can they like dirty talk? Can she like actually come and like be loud and be herself? Can he? I need to know.
I need to know.
Is there soundproof walls?
How many people have fucked in there before you guys?
Or do they just do it at home? Is it like a fucking like 23andMe situation? And they just, you fuck, and then he just hurries, he puts his semen in like a little capsule, and then you send it in.
But there's no way that's like sanitary. There's gotta be some rules there.
There has to be.
There's a room in the fucking doctor's office where you can fuck, and I know it, and I will be fucking in there at some point. Bucket list. See you there.
See you there. What if it's like, when you order groceries and you order ice cream and it comes in like an insulated thing so it stays fresh and cold? Ooh. What if there's like a semen package that comes to your door like that? And if that doesn't exist, TM, I am going to create it. Like, I don't want to fuck in a doctor's office. Yes, I do. What the fuck am I talking about?
Just like, you know, come in a Hydro Flask and surround it with ice, and yeah. I think you're good.
Just put that semen on ice. I'm going to start using coitus interruptus for everything. Like, anytime something is getting in the way of my fuck, I'm going to start saying coitus interruptus.
That's fucking hilarious.
You're not getting cock blocked, Gerald. You're getting coitus interruptus right now. Can we start doing it?
100%. Wait, what Harry Potter house are you in?
I don't remember.
You're probably Hufflepuff. I'm Slytherin, by the way.
Of course you are. You know. And the fact that you're bragging about it speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. Hi, Sophia. Serious question here. I've been dating someone with substance abuse problems, mostly alcohol. I love them very much, and when they're sober, things are amazing. But when they're under the influence, things are terrible. I've gone completely sober from everything to be supportive and try to be there for them even when they relapse. But lately, things have just gotten more toxic than ever. They blame me. Their family says they think I make them crazy. I truly love them, but I feel like they would be better off without me. But I don't want them to think I'm abandoning them when they're down. Sorry, this is a mood killer. I just feel stuck between a rock and a hard place and could really use your guys' help. Sweetie, never apologize for being a mood killer. No, Sloot. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing. These are real problems and we are real people and no conversation is off limits here. So that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
This question I have like dealt with firsthand in different ways and capacities. She mentions how her partner and her partner's family puts the blame on her. And so I can see why she says in the question that she feels her partner would be better off without her. The thing is, when people are dealing with substance abuse issues, they become very, very good at manipulating the people around them so they can continue their abuse. You know what I'm saying? So they can get their drug or their alcohol. Well, alcohol is a drug. You need to keep that in mind. And, you know, their family, they don't probably want to come to terms with the fact that their child has a substance abuse issue and you're the next best thing to blame it on. And God knows what the partner is telling, you know, the family.
Yeah, 100%. I would say this is something that is really hard and I think a lot of us can relate to, but you always have to remember that you have to put yourself first. No matter how much you love them.
Yep.
You can be there for them as long as you can, but it can and will reach a certain point where you need to make yourself and your health the priority here.
Yes.
If you need to walk away, then you need to do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Substance abuse disorder is real.
Yep.
And it is not something that can be cured simply by having external forces or people saying, oh, just stop drinking or stop doing drugs.
So smart.
Like,
yes.
don't feel like this is your responsibility. At this point, what you can do is offer them, let them know let them know that you'll be there for them, but it sounds like they need more help than you can provide.
That was fucking extremely well said. Thank you, Alex. I am on the same page with everything you said. Your feelings about abandoning your partner are valid, but from experience, like, you need to understand you're not abandoning. You've been supportive. You went sober for them. You've been there for their relapses. Sometimes you just need to let go. You can't save this person. They have to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. And it sounds like this relationship is taking a huge mental toll on this person.
Absolutely.
And exactly like Alex said, just to reiterate, it's okay. And you should put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And we support you.
100%.
And I'm thinking of you. Okay, guys, that was deep. And what a fucking episode. I love you all so much. That's it for today. SophiaFranklin.com. Merch is flying off the shelves. So I would hurry and go now. I'm not kidding. I know we've like had to restock a few things already. But Alex, where can they find you?
You can find me at AlexFranco_meow. Anywhere you can find me.
Anywhere.
Just look for me. You might be able to find me.
You can find me at Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, wherever else I am. I don't fucking know. And again, I was not kidding when I said that Alex and I are going to be sitting on our asses on social media for the next 2 days looking at all of the sleuths and everyone who reposts the episode and blowing up your shit.
Mm-hmm. Repost the episode, tag the podcast page, tag our accounts, and we'll be stalking.
You will be, I mean, you're going to get hit with 5 comments, 1 cup. 2 girls, 1 cup. You guys know what the fuck I'm saying. So, okay, guys, talk to you next week.